You're listening to Manx Radio, and I'm Judith Lay, welcoming you to the podcast of Today at the Guild, results and winning performances from the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
And this is Judith once again saying fastamai and welcome to Today at the Guild. And my goodness, what a day we have had. Fantastic entertainment during the day in spoken word, in choir classes, and then of course our finals started in the Royal Hall tonight. I had to leave it after the winner of the Sheffield Place was announced. I'm going to make you wait a couple of minutes because I'm going to play some excellent music to get us off to a real lively start. You can have a little dance around to this one. It is another class-winning performance from a great instrumental group, Skimmy Keol, to launch us into Today at the Guild. Great start to the programme in the company of Skimmy Keol, and that was actually just one part of their class-winning performance, and I can promise you there will be more music from them. If not later today, we'll certainly include it on Sunday when we've got longer time and a bigger review of all the music of the week. Now, we began the competitions in the Royal Hall tonight at 6 o'clock with the competition for the Sheffield Plate. And, you know, I cannot tell you what a beautiful competition this really was. These young people all sang again. These are the ones, I've mentioned this earlier in the week, they won their individual solo voice classes, their set pieces for their age group. And they all looked absolutely beautiful. These are the things I wish you could see on the radio, but have a look on social media. I'm sure there'll be lots of posts. They look beautiful, all of them. They sang amazingly. They were beautifully supported by their accompanists. And Roy Robinson, the adjudicator, the adjudication for the Sheffield Plate, as for the Cleveland Medal, stands on its own. It's judged on the merit of what they see on the stage. And Roy Robinson's choice was Breisha Kelsey. So huge congratulations to Breisha Kelsey on winning the Sheffield Plate this year. And I'm going to play her winning performance for you now, and then I'll tell you one or two little interesting things that I thought you might like to know. This is the winner of the Sheffield Plate 2024, accompanied by Madeline Kelly. It's Breisha Kelsey, and she is building a stairway to paradise. It is a classic from the Gershwins. It's sassy, it's jazzy, and Breisha communicated that beautifully. Here she is, Sheffield Plate winner for this year, Breisha Kelsey. I can tell you, that was just the applause for Breisha's singing. But when her name was announced as the winner of the Sheffield Plate, oh, there was an enormous cheer went up, and quite rightly too. Now, I was chatting to Breisha afterwards, and she was telling me that she first qualified 10 years ago for the Sheffield Plate. And in fact, singing tonight was the fourth time that she's qualified over that 10-year period. Of course, she was very small when she first qualified for it, and she remembers distinctly that the song was My Dog Spot. Fourth time is the charm. And of course, this means, because of the age range for the Sheffield Plate competition, it means that this would have been Breisha's last opportunity to qualify for it. And it means now that she moves on to the adult classes, and she's promised me that she will continue to be singing in the Guild. And I asked her who her inspirations were, and she said two people. She said her teacher, and that's Libby Landles, and Libby was there supporting a number of students that were singing today. She said Libby, and she said Sam Barks, because she said she's from the island, isn't she? And she, Brisha strikes me as a very sensible young lady. And, you know, she said, I would like to take this further. I love my music. And I said, well, you know, we're very torn because we want to see her fly. We want to see her achieve huge success and say, we remember when she used to sing on the island. But at the same time, it's lovely to hold on to our really talented young people and see them on our stages, on the Gaiety stage, and taking part in music life around the island. We want it all, don't we? Well, I do. So huge congratulations to Brisha Kelsey, winner of the Sheffield Plate this year, and her accompanist Madeline Kelly. And the adjudicator Roy Robinson was once again full of praise for the skill and sensitivity of our accompanists and focused on them to get a special round of applause and a real show of appreciation for them. Now, whilst you and I are together, the test for the Cleveland medal is starting. Now, I don't know, because there are other things happening. There are speeches and presentations to be made. There's the vocal duets final to be held. So I really don't know about the timing, but I have to say that if there's any chance of the winner of the Cleveland being announced before 10 o'clock, I will bring you that information. I've got somebody primed to send me a message. I've got the phone in front of me so that I'll see if anything comes along. But it might not quite make it for 10 o'clock. But anyway, let's see. Let's see what happens. I've got lots of great music to play for you. And do remember that we've got a huge programme coming along at 9 o'clock on Sunday night. No coverage tomorrow, although we have got a day of wonderful entertainment in both the Royal Hall and in the Promenade Suite. We've got spoken word and folk songs down in the Promenade Suite. There's Manx classes, there's folk songs in the afternoon. And of course, we've got choirs. We've got children's choirs tomorrow morning in the Royal Hall. Then we move on to the adult choirs. So although we've had these two important finals tonight, there's huge entertainment still going on tomorrow all around the villa. And you're very welcome to come on down and join us, for it will be the final day, but my goodness, we are going to finish in style. And talking of style, let's listen to somebody who keeps the standard of his singing so, so high. He is Graham Crowe, and with one of the big songs from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, here's Graham Crowe as he took a win in the songs from the shows on the Villa stage last night. This is Graham Crowe.
Do you remember the good years in Canaan? Summers were splendidly gold. The fields were a patchwork of clover. The winters were never too cold. We strolled down the boulevard together, and everything around us was fine. Now the fields are dead and bare, no joie de vivre anywhere. In Maintenon we drink a bitter wine. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your beret. Those Canaan days. Do you remember those wonderful parties? The splendor of Canaan's cuisine, the extravagant, elegant soirees, the gayest the Bible had seen. It's funny, but since we lost Joseph, we've gone to the other extreme. No one comes to dinner now, we'd only eat them anyhow. I even find I'm missing Joseph's dreams. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? since we lost Joseph. We've gone to the other extreme. Perhaps we all misjudged the lad. Perhaps he wasn't really bad. And how we miss his entertaining dreams. Those Canaan days we used to know, where have they gone? Where did they go? Eh bien, raise your beret to those Canaan days. Eh bien, raise your beret.
Wonderful performance there, a class-winning performance by Graham Crowe, and the accompanist was David Holland. David Holland had a very, very busy night last night, three big classes, and he was the official accompanist for all three of them, for the pop song, for the music hall and comic song, and then from the songs from the musicals and light opera, of which Graham was the winner there, with those Canaan days from Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. In the songs from the musicals, there's also an award for the most entertaining performance, and that one went to Simon Fletcher, who took the role of Professor Higgins from My Fair Lady, singing that classic Lerner and Lowe song, I'm an Ordinary Man. That's something else for you to look forward to listening to. There were several people who got a second place in all of these classes, the pop song and the songs from the musicals. And we're going to listen now to a second place performance, Lois Mooney, somebody else who I have had the pleasure of knowing since Lois was at school. And I do remember when she was at primary school, watching her comparing a school concert. And it was quite a big thing. And it was a sort of stars in your eyes thing. It was involving the teachers and the pupils. And a lot of work had gone into it by the whole school. And Lois compared it. And she was absolutely superb. You know, when you know there's somebody who's just completely comfortable with what they're doing. She's been into the studio. She's recorded what we called the Sundown Sessions some years ago. Quite a few singers came in and recorded their favourite songs, and I played them on Sundown. I've still got them and still play them. And so she was back on stage last night, and her choice was from a musical called Catch Me If You Can, and her choice was Fly, Fly Away. This is Lois Mooney, who was joint second alongst with Danielle Brideson in the songs from the musicals. And here's Lois with Fly, Fly Away.
When I was a child, my eyes were clear. I saw the good side. That's the kind of second sight that doesn't last too long. But when I was lost, I heard a voice that brought me healing. That's the kind of second hope he brought me with his song. People only serve the doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, but he was just a lonely little boy to me. With his sweet and gentle touch, he sure unlocked my soul. So in return, I surely want to help to
Beautiful performance there from Lois Mooney, accompanied by David Holland, from the musical Catch Me If You Can. It's based on the 2002 film of the same name, and it's about a con artist, Frank Abagnale, I think his name was. And he seemed to be able to persuade everybody that he could do everything from being an airline pilot to being a financial expert, and got himself into all kinds of difficulties. But he seemed to collect people who loved him and believed in him, and as that song demonstrates. And I think in the end, if my memory serves me rightly, he ended up being an advisor to banks and security forces on how to spot people who are fakes, which is quite a turnaround, isn't it? Anyway, a great performance there and a joint second place for Lois Mooney. Now, let's go on to another class that, again, was on the stage in the Royal Hall last night. And this is for comic songs. And Victoria McLaughlin is going to sing to you about a problem she's got with her arms.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
I've noticed that a select few have got a certain knack, a trick that stems the way to all success. No matter what the others think, it's a secret that I lack. And until I get it right, I'll kinda be a mess. The problem I face every day is, what do I do with my arms? They just hang there getting in the way, and the whole thing's getting old. If I gesture too much, you look freaking crazy. Fold them, you're distant and cold. Put them in my pockets, now you look lazy. You're like a person who'll never be bold. The neck's a cinch, look left or right, but what do you do with your arms? I puff my chest, suck my stomach tight, but even my doctor calls my upper arm humorous. The legs are straightforward, I think we all get them. They can stand, they can sit, they can skip if you let them. You can cross them, uncross them, if the mood is right, spread them. But what do you do with your arms? I've tried to rehearse. So if I ever got it right, I'd be queen of the universe. Now I'm up here at center stage. And what do I do with my arms? I want to reach out and fully engage, but it's hard to reach out with your arms. I don't want to be stiff, I don't want to be static. I want to reach out, make my gestures dramatic, but somehow it all ends up vaguely aquatic. What am I doing wrong with my arms? I've taken up knitting, a long distance swimming. I've taken up smoking, I've taken up booze, gone bobbing for apples, tried getting arrested, surrounded myself with Italians and Jews. I've taken up praying and hitting piñata, the YMCA dance, the tomahawk chop. In high school I did twirling and made lots of boys happy, and I've taken up billiards and bar fights and yoga. Last Halloween even dressed up as Jesus.
step dance for hours and hours on end, till the lady downstairs, who was near 94, shouted up through the ceiling, "For God's sake, just stop!" I thought she was deaf. For one blissful night that is still unsurpassed, I fell down some stairs, ended up in a cast. It was such sweet relief, but it cleared up so fast. Why do the best things in life never last? I know that I could rule the land if I knew what to do with my arms. I'm sure I'll figure out the hands. But what do you do with not one but two, and with elbows and shoulders and wrists attached, the bending funny places and are awkwardly matched? I try and I try, but it's always unsightly. No matter what, it all ends up wrong. I guess I'll give up.
A great performance there, and a Clas win for Victoria McLaughlin, and that was in the comic song Clas. Now, we're just going to press pause on that. We'll be coming back to those Clases in just a little while, but I've got a bit of choir music for you now. And this one is Ballacottia Primary School Choir, and this is the in the girls' choir class up to year six. So again, we've got very young voices. Now, the thing is about Ballacottia School that they have Katie Lawrence, who works with them, and Katie is just such an inspiration, and she absolutely loves her music. But we very rarely get to hear Katie singing. Well, I can tell you, after we've heard a song from one of her choirs, we're going to hear a song from Katie, which I am absolutely thrilled about, because we're so familiar with seeing her on stage as the director of the choir, getting absolutely the best out of her youngsters. We're going to hear her sing for us very shortly. So we had school choirs on stage this afternoon, and it was absolutely lovely. Gaelic choir, which was gave a first place for the platform seniors. We'll have some music there for you to listen to. Mixed choirs, again, these at primary age. We had a first for Ballacottia Primary School Choir there, and a wonderful performance from Arbury School Choir, directed by Dilys Sowery. Let's listen to one of the songs from Ballacottia Primary School, and this is in the girls' choir class, and they are, understandably, on top of the world.
Stars we
And they were certainly on top of the world this afternoon, were the children of Ballacottia Primary School Choir. Katie Lawrence, she's been in the Guild with her sister, I remember that, a year or two ago, but here she is singing all by herself, and very beautifully, and it's just a lovely song. It's Katie Lawrence, An Angel. Isn't that beautiful? Angel. It's Sarah McLachlan's song, and sung there, I think, with huge sensitivity by Katie Lawrence. And I hope that might have given Katie a little taste for performance herself. Although I don't know. She does such a fabulous job with teaching, encouraging and uplifting young singers. So I think she might take a little bit of persuading to get her back on stage. Well done, Katie, but beautiful. Now, Ailish Kilgallen is not only from a great musical dynasty, she's brilliantly talented. And we haven't had very much harp music on the programme so far. We're going to put that right now. Ailish Kilgallen is going to play for you. It is, you won't be at all surprised to know, a class-winning performance. And Ailish is, in fact, going to introduce it all for you from Ailish Kilgallen.
First of May, today I'll be performing Our Ship Did Sail, Moira Gynal and Three Little Boats.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Three lovely pieces there played on the harp for us by Ailish Kilgallen, a class-winning performance. And I can tell you, the information has just come through from my colleagues in the Royal Hall, and I can tell you that the winner of this year's Cleveland Medal is... I'm just going to make you wait a little bit longer. I'm going to remind you of who it was who was singing, because this is the thing with these competitions. It is wide open. Everybody is at such a high standard. So the singers tonight who went back and reprised their programme that gave them a qualifying place, Emily Coates, Debbie Gooding, Matthew Quinn, Terry Qualtro, Lorcan O'Mahony, and the person who is taking home the Cleveland Medal this year is baritone Neil Taverner. Our huge congratulations to Neil, and to everybody, just a massive, massive thank you for the pleasure that your music has given us. Now, the qualifying pieces for these were own choice, but own choice with a certain limitation. And the own choice was that one of the pieces had to be by a female composer. And so we're going to listen to that piece now as we celebrate Neil Taverner's victory in the Sheffield Plate. And this is his piece called The Apple Orchard. And accompanied by Madeline Kelly, this is Cleveland Medal winner Neil Taverner.
Won't remember it. The apple orchard we wandered through one April afternoon, climbing the hill behind the empty farm. A city boy, I'd never seen a grove burst in full flower, or spin the bittersweet perfume of blossoms mingled with the dust. A quarter mile of trees in fragrant rows arching above us. We walked the aisle alone in spring's ephemeral cathedral. We had the luck, if you can call it that, of having been in love, but never lovers. The bright flame burning, fed by pure desire. Nothing consumed, such secrets brought to a moment, a moment when I stood behind you, reached out to spin you toward me, but I stopped. What more could I have wanted from that day? Everything of course is lost.
just too good to spoil a single note of it. The winner of the 2024 Cleveland Medal, that was baritone Neil Taverner, accompanied by Madeline Kelly and the Apple Orchard. And really interesting, I think, that this move towards offering the chance to use work by a female composer, it's brought a much more modern music into this competition. It's wonderful to have pieces from Mozart and Bizet and composers like that. But also it shows that modern music is just as complex. And in fact, Laurie Lateman wrote that. It was a composition in 2004, and she took a poem and set it to music and has written it for several, arranged it for several voice types. But obviously Neil has chosen the baritone there. And so our congratulations to Neil Taverner and to Brucia Kelsey on this finals Friday night, but everything, still everything to enjoy tomorrow at our final day of the Manx Music Festival. Come down and join us, and you will not be disappointed. Well, it's a job to know how to finish off, isn't it? Let's have a little bit of music from Simon Fletcher, the most entertaining performance in the Songs from the Shows. Here comes Professor Higgins.
I find the moment I let myself become friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So, here I am, a confirmed old bachelor and likely to remain so. After all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man. Desires nothing more than just the ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man am I, of no eccentric whim, who wants to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. Just an ordinary man. Let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then get on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind, and so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton, she only wants to talk of love. You go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding bands for those anxious little hands. I'd be equally as willing for a dentist to be drilling than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a very gentle man, even-tempered and good-natured, whom you never hear complain, who has the milk of human kindness by the quart in every vein. A patient man am I, down to my fingertips, the sort who never could, ever would, let an insulting remark escape his lips. Just a very gentle man. But let a woman in your life, and patience hasn't got a chance. She will beg for your advice, your presiding will be precise, and then she'll go out and do precisely what she wants. You were a man of grace and polish, who never spoke above a hush. Now all at once you're using language that would make a sailor blush. Oh, let a woman in your life, and you are plunging in a knife. Let the others of my sex tie the knot around their necks. I'd prefer a new edition of the Spanish Inquisition than to ever let a woman in my life. I'm a quiet living man who prefers to spend his evenings in the silence of his womb, who likes an atmosphere as restful as an undiscovered tomb. A pensive man am I, of philosophic joys, who likes to meditate, contemplate, free from humanity's mad inhuman noise. Just a quiet living man. But let a woman in your life, and your sabbatical is through. In a lie that never ends, come an army of her friends, come to jabber and to chatter and to tell her what the matter is with you. She'll have a booming, boisterous family who will descend on you en masse. She'll have a large Wagnerian mother with a voice that shatters glass. Oh, let a woman in your life. Oh, let a woman in your life. Let a woman in your life. No.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
The Nation Station.